Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be back on the Gulf Coast. Although we had a great time over there in Poland, the Pope wanted me to tell you hello. Not that he told me personally, but I'm sure that if I met him, he would say that. One thing I don't miss is the humidity, though. It was perfect weather over there in Poland. We heard in the gospel acclamation sung before I read the gospel today these words: "Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come." 2 years ago, I had the privilege of studying Spanish in Costa Rica. And I went to learn the language and the culture through an intense immersion experience. And I lived with a family for 8 weeks. And for 8 weeks, I took classes 5 days a week for 4 hours a day. And as I progressed in learning the language, I began to recognize the similarities between the two languages, the differences between the two languages, and the unique vocabulary that Spanish has. But there's one word in particular in the Spanish language that's so interesting. The word is esperar. Now, esperar means to wait, but it also has another meaning. It also means to hope. One word, two meanings: to wait and to hope. Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come. And at the heart of our Lord's words today is the idea of waiting. But he clarifies that this waiting is not merely something passive. It doesn't involve us sitting back in fear, simply holding on for dear life. Rather, our waiting is to be turned into vigilance, not something passive, but something active. Because we hear our Lord say in the gospel, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks." He doesn't say this: go to your bedroom, turn off all the lights, pull the covers over your head, and speak to no one and wait for your master's return. No. He clearly is telling us that discipleship involves an intentional readiness, an intentional vigilance on our part as we await his return. He says, "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival." And he continues by saying that we won't know when he's going to come. And he says, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know what day your Lord will come." Esperar, to wait and to hope. The very human experience of waiting within itself implies that something is to come. Think about it. No one waits on something if they know for certain it will never come. Rather, there is always an ounce of hope that what is expected will indeed come. And so this word we find in the Spanish language really speaks to what our Lord is telling us today. That to wait and be vigilant means also to hope. But what is hope? I'd like to share with you a beautiful definition that we find in the Catechism about what hope is. It says, "Hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in Christ's promises and relying not on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. The link to which we will wait and be vigilant will only be as strong as our hope. And the strength of our hope will only be as strong as how we wait and how we are vigilant. If we lose hope, we will lose our ability to be vigilant And if we slacken our vigilance in our life of faith and our relationship with Christ, we will lose hope. But we cannot lose hope, my brothers and sisters, because it is one of the greatest weapons we have against the enemy of our souls, the devil. It is our greatest strength so that we can endure all that life throws our way. Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come. I'd like to share with you a story about my time in Costa Rica. As I mentioned earlier, I was there for 8 weeks, which is a long time. In the first weeks, they were filled with so much excitement. A new country, a new place, going to learn a new language. And the family I was living with, they were young and energetic. They had two younger sons. And often every night, they'd cook as a family. And while they were cooking, we'd talk about life and the joys of life. And most nights, we put on the radio and we dance in the living room. There were also times where myself and the other students, we had the opportunity to visit the beautiful country of Costa Rica, visiting the mountains and the beaches. There was a lot of joy. But at about week 6, things, well, they weren't so great. I began to become homesick. I just wanted to be back in the United States. I wanted to be able to walk up to a random person in the street and speak English with them. I missed my family. I missed my friends. I began to become very irritated with learning the language. I had hit a peak in my ability to learn, and I wasn't progressing like I wanted to. I didn't want to be there. I stopped participating in class. I just couldn't wait anymore. I wanted to be home. And one day, as it was my routine, I went to the church where I went to Mass every day, an hour before Mass, and I began to pray. My soul was very heavy, and I began to tell the Lord what exactly was on my heart, and I just longed to be home. As I sat there in silence, the Lord spoke directly to my heart, and something that I'll never forget. And in sum, this is what he said. He said, "Colton, I know your desire is to be back at home, but how much do you desire to be in your heavenly home? Is your longing to be with me in heaven stronger than your longing to go back to your earthly home? Where does your heart truly lie? Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come." And see, what drove me to persevere, what drove me to be vigilant in my studies those last 2 weeks of my immersion experience, was the knowledge that I would soon be home. My brothers and sisters in Christ, our true home is not this life. It's in the life to come. Our true home is the kingdom of heaven that awaits us. And as we await, we cannot slack in our vigilance. We cannot fall into the mediocrity of life and the mediocrity of faith. We must remain vigilant as our Lord calls us to today in our gospel. But how? How do we keep from slacking in our vigilance? I suggest 3 things for us to consider. Where does our heart lie first? Does it lie here on earth or in heaven? And where do we find our happiness? Do we seek it in the things of this world or in the things of God? How attached are we to possessions and wealth? How attached are we to honor and power? How attached are we to pleasure? For where our treasure is, that is, where we place our attention and our priorities, there is where our heart lies as well. Secondly, do we find ourselves like the servant in the gospel today who says, "My master is delayed in coming"? Do we find ourselves putting off our relationship with Christ until later? Do we find ourselves saying, "I will stop this bad habit, I will stop committing this sin, but tomorrow, not today"? How will our Lord find us on that day when he comes? For we do not know when that time will be. Thirdly and finally, I would say most importantly, What is our prayer life like? See, prayer is our training ground. Yes, prayer consists in asking God for the things that we need and that we want. That is good prayer. But it's more than that. It's our training ground. Because in prayer, we wait upon the Lord. In the silence of our heart, we wait for the Lord to return time and time again. We are attentive. We listen. And the words of the song that were so beautifully sung just a moment ago become real for us. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. But if we aren't waiting, if we aren't vigilant in our prayer, then how will we be able to hear the knock and answer and open the door of our hearts when the Lord comes? And as we grow in prayer, we will grow in vigilance and in hope. In life's difficulties, the many difficulties that life brings our way, the many troubles, the many sorrows, they will seem so small to what awaits us in our heavenly homeland. This life is not all there is. And so let us remember our definition of hope. That we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. Not possessions or wealth or power or honor or pleasure. And that we place all our trust in Christ's promises. To know that he never disappoints. He never fails us. And therefore, today, we put away whatever hinders our relationship with him. And thirdly, we rely not on our own efforts, but on the grace of the Holy Spirit. Because, my brothers and sisters, true hope and true vigilance are humanly impossible. But with God's grace, all things are possible. And in prayer, we seek that divine help. I invite you to close your eyes just for a second, to listen to the words of St. Teresa of Avila on hope. Hope, O my soul, hope. You know neither the day nor the hour. Watch carefully, for everything passes quickly, even though your impatience makes doubtful what is certain and turns a very short time into a long one. Dream that the more you struggle, the more you prove the love that you bear your God, and the more you will rejoice one day with your beloved in a happiness and rapture that can never end. I invite you to open your eyes. Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come.